Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Dr. Anders Asland, one of the world's premier economists. He was an economic advisor to Ukraine and to Russia at different times. Dr. Asland is a huge supporter of Ukraine and this war that Russia began with him. He has an amazing book, and it's a tremendous read, Russia's Crony Capitalism, at Anders Asland on Twitter. Dr. Asland, thank you very much for the time. Russia's actions against Ukraine now, how do you describe them?
Thank you. It looks as if President Putin has decided to go all out, spend all resources. Russia is, now seems to double its defense budget, sorry, military budget, from 2022 to 2023. While pursuing otherwise a conservative fiscal policy. So this means that the Russian people will get less. And he is ruthlessly mobilizing as many bodies as he can put onto the battlefield and using his Russian men simply as corpses in the meat grinder.
Yeah. Do you think it's his plan to repeat what the Russians did in Syria?
Yes, I think that's very much the plan. And indeed, they did it before in Chechnya within Russia before. Yeah. So the Russian war strategy is just to kill as many civilians as possible.
And they used chemical weapons in Syria. That's what I was referring to. At the same time, we have Western nations in Europe now. They've been promising more weapon systems for Ukraine, which is very welcome. But they're hand-wringing over German Leopard battle tanks, Leopard 2 battle tanks, being allowed to be sent to Ukraine, even though Poland has said, look, if you won't allow us to Germany, we'll put together a coalition of countries and we'll do it without your permission. Now, Germany can do that. They can demand that they not be sent without German permission because the Germans manufactured the tanks and it's part of the contract in the sale. But why do you suppose, Professor Asland, this hand-wringing is going on over the Leopard tanks?
Well, I think that the German Social Democratic Party, one of the three coalition part is in Germany, really has big intellectual problems. Their old idea was that we can civilize and improve Russia through trade. And this was their old idea from the 1960s. Wrongly, they think that this has been successful. They have not understood what has happened. And they have got both Russia and Ukraine completely wrong. I see it most of all as being stuck in old political blinkers. And the other part of it is a poor intellectual analysis.
On your Twitter feed, at Anders Asland, you wrote that if the Russians were to, I'm using a different word than you used, accidentally win the war against Ukraine, they would be embroiled in a guerrilla war for decades. Could you expand on that a bit for us?
Yeah, the Ukrainians, I was last in Ukraine in September, are thoroughly behind their nation. And their president and the government, it's a complete unity in Ukraine that we've seen always. So the Ukrainians will not give up. And Ukraine is a big country. And they have more than 40 million citizens. So the Ukrainians will continue fighting. The Ukrainians in Western Ukraine fought Stalin until 1953 after World War II. And this will be far worse. Think of it. The Ukrainian troops today are 750,000. Ukraine has by far the biggest army in Europe, and it's thanks to Western donations of weapons, very well equipped. So this will go on. Russia cannot easily win in Ukraine.
Will Putin survive this?
I don't think so. And I think that the critical thing is if Putin loses Crimea, then it will be very difficult for him to survive. On the negative side, we have seen very little of popular unrest in Russia. The Russian repression is very efficient. Whenever anybody protests or tries to protest, then they are arrested in no time. If they don't learn how to behave, they are being put in to prison. So the Russian repression is perhaps not very hard, but extremely efficient. And therefore, we can't hope for that. But we can see that Putin is extremely afraid of being close to anybody. So clearly he is afraid that somebody close to him will try to kill him.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.